You guys are going to the joint.
If only.
What would be your intro song?
Especially since that's the first topic. Well, what you got for me? What are you gonna say?
For you?
Yeah.
What would be a good intro? What's a good Merle song? Like David Banner play. I think that'd be something more your vibe, like something real. Real nasty, just horny, something like that. I don't know.
That's what you think your man's like that, really?
Shauna getting some head. Some real. Something nasty. What you think it is?
What you think it is? Yo, why you put down your mask? And where's the follow up to help me out and defend me?
I was thinking maybe like the Sasuke theme, but I don't know what the Sasuke theme sounds like.
It's like sorrow.
Probably, yeah. That might fit you.
I was actually going to say NBA YoungBoy, just due to what we got going ahead. How about that? Well, since we landed there, do you guys actually listen to NBA YoungBoy? It's not a plug or ad.
Mm-mm.
Really?
He doesn't come up on the Spotify algorithm playlist, so I don't hear him.
That is what you're basing your
music. He's not on Rap Caviar. I'm sorry.
Oh my! Rap Caviar is what. Look, man.
Hey, man. I used to be a blog like hunting. Yeah. I used to hunt these songs down, bro. Like any new song that came out, all the new artists, I was on it.
Yeah.
And then throughout the years, it's just gotten worse and worse. These playlists just made me more and more lazy, and now I don't even save songs anymore.
Bro, I know I'm not crazy anymore because I see people talk about that now, that they don't listen to music like that as much. So I'm like, all right, I thought I was weird when I say that to people, where I'm like, bro, it's almost rare now for me to choose an album to come out. Like, I've been playing that Kali Uchis album nonstop, like, for the last
and I saw people say it's fire, so you say it's fire, and I'm like, yo, I gotta listen to that. Still haven't.
I've heard some NBA YoungBoy and be like, ooh, I wanna probably check that out. I'm not hitting that slander right now.
I'm like, oh, I see why he's popping, but like, this man is like platinum off of YouTube, and I don't even hear him. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Why would that not intrigue you even more? You'd be like, all right, what this nigga got over there? Because that is the thing that at first I was at a distance with, but then like when I keep hearing about all these high accolades, like him killing YouTube videos constantly in the 100M type shit, and like a few days spent, I'm like, huh.
But you know why is YouTube videos get a lot of plays?
Don't do that.
Come on. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying. But we know that his audience, you know what I'm saying? The audience might not be able to afford no Spotify. You know,
low IQ people? Is that what you're trying to say?
Whoa.
He said that.
Better watch your mouth. He got a song where he says, "I'm thugging and I'm gangster and I'm dangerous."
I know you don't. Yeah. I know you've seen them videos though. Of niggas just dancing in front of the TV, just while it's playing like, off of YouTube.
Yeah, it'd be a YoungBoy fans be like, "I'm like, I don't want to be a fan of him now. He just turned me off just by saying these."
That like, the YB better memes. You know what I'm saying? They don't help either.
YB better, Jesus.
Same. I mean, I don't know. I just think there's too many. And also, I know we had this combo already, but like the rap voices and how that can turn you off. So sometimes someone is popular and you kind of like, I'm not really feeling your voice like that. So
see, I would let that get off and pause if bro, we had Wayne and fucking Thug, like his saying that same high at pain joint that be rap. All
right. I like Wayne. I remember I hated Chance the Rapper's voice. Low key, I don't really like I never really cared for like Lil Baby or even Lil Durk's voice like that. I was kind of annoyed of those.
Oh shit, yeah, just do this on a black pod. Cool. What else, hot black artists you hate?
Number one artist everybody knows is Russ and Nav. Everybody
get it. You claiming Russ now?
The non-black artist.
You claiming the white guy?
Yo, I wish he was brown. I really did. I wish he was one of us.
I bet you wish.
Damn it. We lost one.
I bet you did. Yeah. Oh my God. Let me start this shit real quick. What's going on, y'all? What's that? It's a novel for real, boys. I'm disappointed. Lineup is not as heavy, but hey, we're going to get this triangle office. We've been running with the triangle.
No. This is the 6 foot club.
6 foot club?
Oh,
man.
Shit.
Stand tall.
Welcome to the bar.
Shoulders up, man.
Shoulders all debonair and shit. Yeah.
Stop slouching.
What's going on, man? I'm one third of your host, Swaggy Q, aka Sasuke, in the building. You know, it's Triple D, you know. What it do, man?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm back again, yeah.
Back again, yeah. It's not your cousin. It's not your nephew. It's not your son. It's not your uncle. Who is it?
What up? It's your boy, Roy.
I know you hate it. You wanted an intro like that, too. I'll work on yours next time. You just... It's something about you, Triple D. You just be pissing me off sometimes.
I don't know what I do, dude. I'm so quiet. You always do this to me, man. It's whatever.
Yeah, it is whatever. Let's dive back into the NBA topic because some believe that due to his high musical influence, that he might be the sole reason that what's going on with Mr. Wick or Mr. Morant. Sorry, however you want to address him. Sorry, don't want to offend. So, John Morant, man, it's a hot button topic, you know. Like I said, it was definitely going around on there. I was actually hoping this was actually die out, possibly, maybe.
Yeah, I was hoping too. Because, you know, like, if we had done a pod on this like 2 months back or whenever the shit started off, I'd have been like, nah, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It was just one instance. Yeah, yeah, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Who would fuck up 200 mil? lo and behold, this man is trying his damnedest, bro.
Is it just a slow news week or something? I do see his name constantly.
Now, all right, see, I'm not gonna let you get that off.
I mean, like, he is constantly being brought up. That's the only reason.
Well, look at this. He is one of the possible new faces of the
league. There you go. And that's like, why the importance of why you've been seeing this nigga so much.
Like, like, this dude is super fun to watch. Like, he's jumping out the gym.
Pause. Athletic as hell.
Literally just dunking on everybody.
Bunnies. Like,
good ass stats. He brought a team up. His team is
dropping
nice.
Nuts on niggas' foreheads left and right.
Come on, man.
And dancing on you while he does it. You know,
facts.
What I'm
saying? And will gritty. His team will gritty. And his daughter will come out there and gritty on y'all asses after beating y'all niggas by like 20. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Ja Morant's the man. I ain't gonna lie.
He's a man on the court. But yeah, the fact that he got over it to the pop culture, internet culture side, that's where you know you're having some issues. The fact that, like, Abdul doesn't even watch the NBA, but I've heard of Ja Morant now at this point. That's because
I don't like people named Ja.
Which we need to, you know, inspect his.
Go ahead, Rose.
We need to check in on his black card because certain things like this, he has to know what this is.
Yeah, man, he could have clicked on a trending topic at least once.
Ask the black friend, reached out. Hey, what's going on with this Ja thing? I don't like that you came to this pod with nothing, but we'll leave that.
I don't care for people named Ja, so you know, man, it's just the thing.
Ja, all right. I see what you, yo. Yo, was that off the dome? That was really good.
I said it.
You literally just missed him saying a second.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, that was really good. I must have missed it. Oh, he said in pre-pro? All right, that'll count. So, no.
Go ahead, really. My bad.
Nah, so I'm just going to read off this paragraph from ESPN to get you up to date. Abdul. So Morant, he's been involved in incidents, including a fight with a 17-year-old during a pickup basketball game in his backyard, confrontation with security guard at the Memphis Mall after his mom called him, a confrontation.
I'm defending him on that one, by the way.
High school in response to his younger sister being insulted during a volleyball game, and a post-game confrontation between Morant's associates and Indiana Pacers. So they didn't really give you any info on these. So I'm gonna give you a little background on these. So it was a 17-year-old in the pickup game. Like, that's all right. Like, first off, like, I don't know why they say 17. Like,
yeah, how big is the 17-year-old?
Exactly. You, like, playing with Ja Morant, you're probably like 6'5 or something. Like,
you ain't no little-ass kid.
You probably ain't no kid. But regardless, that was apparently they like got in a little bit of a fight, but apparently he did go in his house and then pull out a gun or something, but we don't know. That's
so he's allegedly definitely big.
We don't
shit
know.
Then.
We don't that's know. It's alleged. That's that one's for sure alleged. Now the security guard that is in the mall. So his mom calls him, and then he pulls up with 9 of his boys, talking about, "Hey, yo, we got a problem here," type shit.
I'm with him.
Hey, bro, you asking for it now?
You disrespect my dukes.
I'm not sure about the one with his sister, but I do know the one at the. with the Indiana Pacers, because he's on the Memphis Grizzlies, by the way. There were laser pointers pointed at during the crowd or some shit like that.
Was it during the crowd? I thought it was at the bus.
I don't know. Regardless, it might have been at the bus, because the bus is way scarier.
Yeah.
Because if it's lasers at the bus, you don't know what kind of lasers those are.
And who wants to kill a Pacer?
Exactly. Bro, what the fuck? Yeah. And then last thing that got caught up recently, which actually after like one of the veteran players on the team had a meeting and was all like, yo, we got to chill out. We got to be more professional, blah, blah, blah. Right after that, this man goes to the strip club, has a good ass time, and then on IG Live posts himself with a little pea shooter, little pistol.
I've been like a little deuce.
But that's enough to get him basically suspended. All these other events were like alleged, but this got him suspended from the league, and then he's been away, you know, on a retreat trying to get his mind right or whatever. And then today he had an interview with Jalen Rose, and Jalen Rose was all like, hey bro, like, I've been where you've been at, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but then ask this nigga, whose gun was that? That had to have been possibly the craziest shit I have ever seen in my life. And sometimes it's one of those things where niggas say, yo, I know what it's like. So if you know what it's like, don't ask me some mad incriminating shit when the camera's rolling. Hit me up on the side as OG talk. Don't have me saying some wild shit with these cameras out, Joe. Especially how you know how much that nigga worth.
What do you expect them to respond to that with?
Yeah,
my thing with that is he had to ask the question. And my thing is, why does everyone think it's Jaws' gun in the first place? Like, you think a man got a gun? Oh, let me give you some more history.
He's in Memphis, though.
But look, he doesn't. Abdul doesn't know. So, like, I know you know who Gilbert Arenas is.
Yeah, I know Agent Zero, man.
You know who Agent Zero is? Right.
Nah, that's nasty. Don't do that.
That's his name. That's Agent Zero.
I know, but he won't credit. Agent Zero, a
Wizards fan.
Like he just had that off the dome. Shut up,
nigga. Well, I can't know that. I know his gun situation. Yeah, I remember
Gun situation. Him and the Jay Critter or whatever. So
when it was not loaded, by the way.
It was not loaded, but Gilbert got suspended for 50 games for that shit. Like, he's out of here. His whole contract was fucked after that. So
yeah,
NBA typically doesn't play with guns. Ja only got like an 8-game.
They don't play with niggas and guns.
That's true. But
Gilbert Arenas was kind of wild though afterwards, right? Like even in his interviews, he was saying some like wild shit a little bit afterwards.
He was, and honestly, truth be told, I mean, not to stay on Gilbert a little bit, just watching a little bit of the background, he allegedly has always been a wild nigga. I think that was like, hey, if I'm going out with a bang, like I couldn't get this ring, you know, I'm not on the winning squad. Fuck it, I'm gonna have some fun. Because allegedly, one of his boys back in Arizona State, he literally walked out of a class and said, "This shit's fucking boring." I was like, "Yo, that's a nigga right there."
Man, he has so many stories. That man, he deserves his own documentary one day.
Definitely Hall of Famer. Just outside the court alone, but that's another day.
Yeah, so now we're at the point where, the question is just like, all right, is he coming back? Like, is he done being Ja Wick? Like,
Ja Wick.
My thing is, first off, why can't that gun? Oh, I didn't even tell you about the whole strip club thing. Strip club, like, we all knew he was at the strip club. The strip club actually released pictures of him at the strip club.
That's so hating.
Girl dancing on him, the food all over the place. Like, and then we're gonna tell him he was an outstanding patron. He spent over $50,000. He didn't sip a sip of alcohol. But then we had to sell these pictures off to the media for something. So
you know he got it in VIP spending that much. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's foul. If you gave this establishment that much money and you still try to out me to make my image look worse, that's kind of crazy. Like that is nasty on every account. I don't know what else you're supposed to do in a strip club other than throw money. Like, what the hell did you want? I don't know. Isn't this guy only 23 years old too?
Yeah, like, young as hell, man.
What's the threat? Like, he's supposed to be suspended now too for 50 games allegedly as well,
he playing next week.
Oh, nice. Oh, word. Then, fuck all this shit then. He good. I'm with him.
Like, honestly, when you look at it, it's like, damn, he probably should be suspended, but.
They got off early. Good. Fuck it. I mean, he's in no knock, and not to bring back the nigga again. He doesn't have the same impact that Gil had
at that time or at their peak of their career. Well, I wouldn't even say this is his peak, but this is the, not to be corny, the seed that's sprouting type thing. Gilt was like wiltering. I mean, don't get it wrong, nigga still ball.
Wiltering.
Yeah, he can still ball, but he was just, you know, wiltering and fading away and shit. It wasn't that.
Well, that and the fact that like they were literally gonna shoot each other. Like that was the whole point of that.
With the gun thing. My bad, go ahead, bro.
Oh no, I was about to say, and then what really sucks even more, was it just a few months ago, his first shoe deal with Nike just released?
Oh yeah. His first shoe just dropped. The Jaw one after they decided not to re-sign Kyrie after the whole Twitter post situation.
There you go.
Not to mention he just had a Powerade commercial. He's supposed to be the first athlete for Powerade in like a decade. Like it's been a brick since they had like an athlete on their brand.
Powerade's still out there?
They removed that commercial.
No shade?
Yeah.
What's the last time y'all niggas drunk Powerade?
Probably at McDonald's.
Powerade here and there. Every now and then. Yeah, it's there. It's cheaper than Gatorade, less sugar. Come on, like, well, it's not like prime drink. I know that's your thing, but you know.
Nah, I'm more of a body armor like, kind of guy.
There we go, I like body armor. No, I don't get it. Like, I feel like we're trying to find a way to rationalize, honestly, just his stupidity. Because, like, what else are you gonna call it? Like, at some point with that much money, this isn't his first year in the NBA. I think he's been there for 3 years.
He signed. This man has a Supermax, so. Or he was supposed to get the Supermax. So his contract's like 4 or 5 years, $190 million. But if he makes like a certain criteria, it gets boosted up an extra $40 million. So like, yeah.
How much money do you need to make to like not be stupid? Like how much
it's not even about, like... my thing is not be stupid. It's a character thing, right? It's
and he's first up,
the biggest thing that a lot of people have been talking about, especially in the Black community, is like, why he acting like he from the street when he's not from the streets?
Oh
like,
man, we're doing this pictures on the spot. Of him I'm breaking it down.
Yeah, man, there's pictures of him on the internet with like straight poloed out, him and his whole family picture and all that. And everybody's like, this guy is gonna shoot and kill you or some shit. And then now this week though, pictures come out or videos of him like repping red, dapping niggas up.
Oh,
look like he around a bunch of blood shows up, and everyone's like, oh well, maybe he was actually, because it's a dude from South Carolina, like. And he wasn't even supposed to make it. He was literally not supposed to be here at all. Like, man is like 6'1" and had like no scholarship opportunities. And then,
out of nowhere, just blew up. I still think after 4 years, like even if that was in your past and like you're 4 years into your career, it's like, this isn't your first. I know we're trying to give him the pass of being young, but like it took you 4 years to make this stupid mistake. It's like, I would have maybe excused it your rookie year or something. Maybe you were 19 or something like that. It's like, all right, you know, I think we're trying to be as forgiving as possible, but it's really hard for me to like find a justifiable reason. Cause even from what if I think I saw it correctly, like what he had it on FaceTime or on live stream or something, he put out a gun.
It was like on his story.
It was on IG Live. But look, my thing is with that is when do people change, right? Cause like if the idea is either he's never been this person or he is this person and he's surrounded by these people still, and now he's just navigating being this super, you know, superstar. But he still got a bunch of street dudes around him. His friends still do street shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it as just like, just stop doing that. It's just like, it's more like, hey, bro, you got to change your identity. Like, that's typically why. The thing is, a lot of old school NBA players coming out like, hey, bro, we were doing way crazier shit back in the day. Like,
way.
It's also the social media age. Like, he's not the only person that's from the hood or whatever the fuck you want to call it, or the street, and then got into the league. Like, this is. Been plenty of dudes, but with an entourage, we don't hear about it unless some crazy ass shit pops off for some reason. Maybe it's just because it's 2023.
Yeah, I think that has to do with it. Yeah, my bad. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I'm just saying we know everything that's going on.
Yeah, like there was players at one point in time, NBA and NFL, that real life doing coke. Or I'm sorry, crack. Actually, both in the locker rooms. Like that was the normality. And God forbid, and man, I wish some of that shit would have came out. I mean, it came out years later where niggas be like, nah, like get the fuck out of here with that shit. But yeah, let a nigga have a smartphone back in that day. I'm sure, man, some of our legends right now, we probably be looking at them wild. But
Hey, yeah, I mean, I guess if you are kind of born in the internet, like if you're 23 years old, you were born in 2000 type of thing. Like, I get that. And I don't want to kill him too much. I know I was saying earlier, like, he's old enough now. I know maturity doesn't necessarily come with age. Like, it should probably come with the level of responsibility you have. And that comes with the amount of money you obtain usually. Like, usually when someone gets a lot of money, at least in my head now, like, I'm putting myself in it. If you get a lot of money, you're not thinking, like, I need to spend this money immediately. Even though he went to the strip club, he has that kind of, like, FU money. I just think with having that much, you probably have that block of, like, now I have people to take care of as well. And therefore, there might be X amount of people that depend on me. Therefore, the structuring of my brain should be around that. So even though I'm understanding he's kind of growing up in this internet age, I can't rationalize the idea to flash a gun. Like, that fighting that kid, I really wasn't killing him about. The strip club shit, I don't give a fuck about either. Like, that's all pretty normal. Like, I know it sounds crazy, fighting a kid 17 years old ain't really a kid.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Pull a gun out
on
him. Cool.
But the pulling the gun out on, like, IG Live is kind of nuts to me, where I'm kind of like, what are you fucking doing? Like,
honestly, out of all these events, I think pulling up with, like, 9 niggas is probably the one that I'm looking at funny. The IG Live thing, I mean, people show guns off all the time. You can't act like you didn't just watch Moist Critical do that earlier today. I know you watched that clip.
I did watch that.
Oh, shit.
How did you know that, dude? Are you watching my
Instagram? We just don't share everything, but I know we got the same algorithm. I know we saw it. But, like, at the end of the day, like, they call it brandishing guns or whatever the fuck. But to me, it's just, like, it's a bad look, right? You can't do it because you're in the NBA and because of guns in the NBA. It's just, you know, no. But
they don't mix.
Exactly.
If you were to do that just on your own,
it'd be fine.
You'd be fine. Like, if you were just to have the gun out, if he did this and then went and then the next jump was just him shooting it on a target practice, like out in the backyard or something, we wouldn't say anything. But because it's like you're brandishing a gun, what is this? You look dumb as fuck. But like, whole time, my idea, I'm thinking he probably was at the strip club. It was probably one of the strippers' guns and he was just having fun with it. And then, got his
ass. Where did the stripper hide it?
It's a small ass gun. What do you mean? Have it?
No, but like you are correct, and that's my thing. Like, I don't know if we picture the NBA as the employer that finds out about your podcast or something like that. You said something wild, but like I think they obviously have an image to uphold, and obviously brandishing a weapon isn't that. And we don't give a fuck, like you said, like Charleston White be flashing weapons all the time on fucking live, but he doesn't have any. Like, even if it was a rapper or something, you damn near would have encouraged it with him. That's why I think it's even more dumb. Like, if you have all this money and you know that this is the contract you're under, like, you're adding to the controversy that could get you put away, because they could make up something in your contract to say, like, this isn't in line with the, I don't know, the behavior guidelines we want to enforce, or they could use some type of jargon within your contract to just say, like, this isn't acceptable and this doesn't represent the values of the NBA, whatever it might be, you know. Shit. Like, you know what's crazy? I did want to add one more thing. Is like, I think the main thing I've seen people quote unquote lose their job over has been like racism, or like, you know, usually like that's, I usually always see like a video of someone calling the N-word or something like that, like just going crazy in like a Starbucks. But I don't know if I've actually seen someone get fired for a gun on FaceTime or something like that, or something like this. Have y'all?
Like, pointing at somebody?
Yeah, like, because this is technically not good behavior. Like, I'm sure if your employer found you doing that on FaceTime or something like that, they'd be like, yo, you out of here. But I don't think I've ever heard the actual story of that happening. Like,
well, I think it all depends on your employers. You know, if you're dealing with one of them, yeehaw, and, you know, First Amendment type of guys, they're not going to give a fuck. If anything, they're probably going to big you up and then tell you, or probably shit on you, like, what you doing, that little pistol? You know what I mean? That type of joint. So,
a pea shooter, bro. That shit was...
But I just think we are kind of giving him too much of a pass to be like,
what you mean to say? Like, just the same shit everybody else been saying. I've been hearing this. Everyone else has your opinion. Like,
Everybody, and tired of it. Stop bashing the man.
He young. Like, we already know. We already know it's not smart. These are things that you should not be doing. My thing is that people have done this shit for decades. You know what I'm saying? We didn't just automatically assume that once you're 23, you're going to just start to know, be smarter, especially when now you're a fucking 100 millionaire. Like, oh yeah, you definitely know how to know what you're doing. Like, no, you're just trying to figure it out. Unfortunately, he's learning publicly what he can and cannot do. And now we're gonna see, after the suspension, did you get rid of your entourage? Have you learned your lesson? Because they said he needed to go to a retreat so he can learn how to, like, what the fuck is he going to a retreat for? No, yeah. It's literally get out the street, stop hanging around your street friends, and stop being associated with the streets. That's literally it. It's literally cut the ties and move on. That's it.
It's either sound like home it, dad to me.
Do it or you get better at it. One of the two. They could just get way better at it.
You get better at hiding it, you mean? Like, get better at pretty much getting away. I mean, if I am to give you, like, a pass for what you're saying, like, it's, why does he need to go to a retreat? Like, even the small, like, learned behaviors that people don't know how to do when they're coming out of, like, prison or anything like that, it, like, learning how to go to a bank, how to go to a mall, those are those small behaviors. So even telling someone that's, quote-unquote, from the street to stop hanging around certain people, like, that might take, like, a real intervention, if that makes sense. I don't know what it takes for it to strike into people. If it wasn't the age, it wasn't the success, then is it going to really take like a physical removal of you to be like, hey, let's hammer this lesson into you? That's unfortunate. Like, I want to give him a pass too. The other thing, the only reason I started this thing by saying I think it's a slow news week is because I think maybe one or two of those might've been newsworthy, but it almost feels like shit just caught fire. Like the strip club giving the news or media images of him means like, oh, they're trying to jump him right now or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get that. So,
well, and that's, and truth be told, that's, you know, and we're about to leave this soon because we actually have been diving into this way too long. I'm not with the young black man slander.
Yeah.
Let that nigga grow. He gonna fuck up. I mean, he ain't fuck up too bad right now. Just a couple things alleged here and there. But I mean, you know, hey, if the music influenced him, it influenced him. If the environment influenced him, it influenced him. But we have to allow him to grow. And yeah, to have somebody give you or guarantee you 230 mil as long as you play good, you know, hey, your head might get swole, you know, pause. You're literally being talked about being the face of the league potentially in the next few years or so. Like, there's a lot going through your mind. And God forbid, you know, hey, y'all niggas gave Britney a pass. Let my guy get a pass. That's all I'm asking, all right? I'm going to leave it on that. That's all I'm asking.
It's definitely the same. It's like, no.
Yeah, it's the same. You got to do the math. That's not fine. That's I mean, another scary topic I wanted to just touch on hand. It's like I did that. What's up with this Ouija shit, man? Y'all niggas fucking with that shit? You like that? Come on. My crossover, you know, NBA shit, as you said, like, they ill. You know, you can just give me props on there if you want, besides when we're off.
I feel like you should disclose if you have a Ouija board in your house before.
Oh, I wanted my props before we did this, but okay.
Oh, okay. You can talk about Nice trans. Nice trans, Merle. Nice trans right there. You did.
All right, yo. get on to the next topic because you've been
here. No, I was saying, if you even have that shit in your house, you need to, like, have some type of sign. Like, I don't fuck with that shit at all. I'm that terrified of that shit. Obviously, the fun of it is to fuck around and find out.
There is no fun to this.
No, the fun is to, like, it's the people that don't believe it. Like, if you believe it, that's why everyone's like, I don't fuck with that shit, just because they probably believe it. And they're like, I'm not playing with that. Like, I know it's real. I don't want to test it. Like, why would it be fun to fuck around with something you know you really don't know much about? So
To bring a little bit of context to everything, 28 girls in Colombia were hospitalized with anxiety attacks after reporting playing the Ouija board. First of all, I want to figure out how old we're talking about. They said schoolgirls. I'm like, I hope they're not like, are they like the young schoolgirls, but they don't know no better type shit, like an early, like 12-ish, or these, you know, young ladies like 17, and it's like, all right, you too damn old to be acting this stupid.
I mean, it's a 28, right? 28 schoolgirls?
Yeah, like, that's the number, but I'm like, yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of smoke right there, and that chimney, it seems like there's some fire over there. Wait, do y'all know anyone that's tried it? Like, do y'all know anyone that's tried it before?
Do I know any white people?
I mean, you know anyone that tried it? I had a lieutenant at my old job that fucked around with it, and
I'm locked in now.
No, he was a black man. You
know, what?
That out there too, yeah. And what's it called? My lieutenant had tried it, and he told me, like, him and, like, his brothers and all them, like, had done it once. And what's it called? Like, they actually like to do it frequently. Like, they love fucking with it. And one of them, I think, actually did end up, I think, like, the third or fourth time they did it, they said they had felt, like, a real presence. And they were a little scared and they never tried it again. He said like one of them ended up like committing suicide, and then one of them just got like they just fell into like a real dark depression within like a week, and like it was really unexplainable and stuff like that. And one of them was like abusive, like, or something like that. Like something came out about his wife. Like it was weird. None of them like killed themselves or like got hospitalized, or like one of them did kill himself. But other than that,
just told us.
One of them killed himself. But like, other than that, it was when I was kind of like, I was just kind of like, I know I'm never going to fuck with that. It was just crazy that he was telling me about it. And he was like, yeah, that's the thrill of it. That's the fun of it. Like, you
that's
wanna
the fun out. Of it. See, that's straight white people shit. I don't know. That man's probably transracial.
It's transracial. All right. It's a full black man.
I'm sorry.
Like, he can, you'd be surprised how many stories people have about some fucking supernatural shit. That's the one thing.
I'm not a big ghost person myself. Like, my family is. My family's like.
What, like believe in it type shit?
I don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say I don't believe in it, but it's not like something.
There you
like,
go. Oh, there you go.
In my closet. No, I'm not.
Door gonna bust open in the back. Right,
facts.
Yeah, but I say I'm not into it. You can be like, all right, go to that cemetery. Like, nah. But yeah, my family's spiritual, but like, I'm not. Me personally, no, I'm not into. No, and then yeah, but I'm also not at the idea of like I kind of believe in karma, so I'm not trying to like. Fuck with shit I'm not supposed to fuck with. That's kind of like enough. I mean, a story like this should really just 28 girls.
28 and it is said a lot of fucking people, dude.
It was all anxiety or some shit. Like these are anxiety attacks they all had. First anxiety. Off, 28. What's a pattern? 3's a pattern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was in my lieutenant story, it was only like 3 to 4 people that were playing. And when he told me that, I'm like, what the hell? Like, and it was within like a week or two span. And I'm like,
so he's the only guy nothing bad happened to. So
yeah. I don't know. Something happened. He just ain't feel like telling your ass.
Yeah, that too.
I wanna bet you, which I'm all right. Somebody keep talking because I do want to know some facts. Like, when was this shit like first brought to the air, like to like the world? Like, hey, let's have fun. Like, who capitalized this and said, hey, everybody should have one of these bitches in their home. Is this a Hasbro thing?
Yeah, like, it's a fucking board game now. It's literally in the board game section now. It's right next to Scrabble.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I remember the original Exorcist story, like the movie that is based off of in the 70s, like the original story happened to like a kid, like a boy, and he used to play with the Ouija board with his aunt like every week until one day like he actually got possessed. So that's like what the whole movie Exorcist is based off of. And then he like woke up and had that little help me carved in. They put him in a mental asylum or whatever, and because they didn't know what it was. So yeah, they didn't know like a demon or whatever could possess you. I don't know how we fucking landed here. So
I don't know. I mean, talking about how demonic this shit is. That's why niggas are still playing with this shit in 2023.
All right, so I'm a thrill seeker. I do like skydiving and shit like that, even trying to bungee jump, whatever. Like, I love heights, you know. Merle terrified of flying. It's like super risk averse. So I know we can all agree on this. Is there anything else y'all would try? Like, would y'all try like fucking skydiving or bungee jumping or some other shit?
I did indoor skydiving, and I did some bungee jumping in Punta Cana. So we did. That was a fucking course. And yeah, I don't know if I sent you guys those pictures or the videos. Yeah, and zip lining actually. That's what we did, zip lining. That's what it was.
Oh, you got in your white boy bag for real. Yeah, white
that's boy just for fun. Real. Would you do like the what's it called? The is it like a cave jump, base jump, or something where you jump into like a cave of water, something like that?
Be easy with that shit.
No, we did. There was stuff. They had stuff like that, man. That was
you doing was, that?
I did.
I would I do. Probably that.
Zip lined. Into the water, bro. Like, you had a flip and everything.
Oh, you thought you was Aquaman, huh, nigga?
Right. Yeah. So,
wait, Mar, you wouldn't do any of that? Like, you wouldn't skydive? You wouldn't zip line? You wouldn't bungee jump? You wouldn't do anything?
I flew, nigga. That's probably the biggest danger I'm living in my
biggest
life.
Biggest risk he took.
Yeah, biggest
he got
risk,
on a plane. It's just transporting somewhere, essentially.
Yeah, I'm value my life.
I mean, that shit's fun. That shit is fun. Like, half of that shit is, like, I don't want to say you're scared of dying, but it's kind of like,
oh yeah, I forgot we're talking about the male version of Laura Croft over here. Man, I forgot.
So like I said, I ain't pulling on the Ouija board.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's not happening.
That's where I'm drawing the line to. Yeah. We can
definitely prayers to those ladies. You know, I don't even want to honestly just because of the bad juju. Like I said, I don't even want to
do this.
Would you? Would you? What? All right. What's the lowest you would? Would you get on a boat?
how long am I out at sea?
Like, what's the lowest risk or highest risk you would take?
How long am I out at sea? Because even niggas was talking about going camping. I'm like, nigga, I ain't going camping out here.
All right. Is it any boat or is it like a certain size of boat?
Let's say two.
You know how black people feel about boats?
Wink. Would you do a cruise for a week, like in, I don't know, somewhere near the Bahamas or something like that?
My girl's trying to get me to do that shit. Oh shit. Yeah, I guess I'll be fine.
What about like an actual boat? Like, would you? And it's like deep. What about like a boat? I would say a smaller speed boat, but you have to be kind of like in a big river that's deep, and you're gonna be out there for like a couple hours or something.
River.
Yeah.
River's fine. Now, I thought you were talking about like some ocean or shit. That's what I'm like,
Shit, I did the ocean. This in Punta Cana was like a boat, and then we went out to the sandbar and all that shit.
Wealth.
And
we're always rich.
But also did a river thing though. They did a river
thing. So did you see him do? He had to roll his eyes back. Oh, where did I go again?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
All right, what I don't know. The last thing I could only think of is like, would you fucking pet a snake? Do something crazy? I don't know. Like, what's the scariest thing?
Nigga, no? You talking about, I've pet a Rottweiler, I know, nigga. That's probably dangerous, nigga, for us black folks.
But a snake or a spider or anything like that? No. Yo, Merle don't do anything.
I just said pet a Rottweiler, nigga. That's about as dangerous as you can get.
What you talking about? It's just a dog, man. This is the breed of dog. Like,
I got locked dogs
all the time. I petted a husky the other day. It's a fucking thrill, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Hey, huskies, man. First of all, watch your mouth, man. Them wolf dogs, bro. They'll tear your ass up. Yeah, be careful.
That's insane, son.
All right. Speaking of tearing things up, y'all go to work and let me know how y'all feel about Last of Us. I haven't watched it. I know about the game. Man. You guys get your nerd off. Go on. Come on. Tell me about it. Look, like, man, Joel.
Last of Us ended. I am the PlayStation fanatic, but I am really, really happy to see how many fans kind of joined, and a lot of people kind of just like tuned into HBO every night. It's similar to how Game of Thrones happened, where everyone's kind of tuning in on a weekly basis and like no one's trying to spoil anything and everyone's just excited to kind of give their breakdown and like expectations. So that was cool for me, just as a fan. So I'll leave it there. I did want to get Roy's thoughts just overall on the show.
Thoughts overall, show's amazing. Lived up to the expectations for sure. Loved Joel's and Ellie's relationship, you know, start to beginning. So weird story, man. I wouldn't say it's tragic, but it's a weird feeling. Like, you're more so just falling along on a journey. I don't want to spoil Merle Irmos. But the ending was, I don't know, man. I think that's really what I wanted to talk about, because
I know of the game. So at what point did it end off, and like, did it still end?
It ended at the end of the first game. It followed the exact events of the
really
game. Yeah. So like, just to, before we get into it, Roy, like, essentially this is the most spot on accurate TV show to game ever. No, like, I mean accurate wise, like, it's not even, they had scene for scene, like even the cuts of the last episode, the way like a scene cut to a cut scene, it was literally this exact same, like
your PlayStation boner showing. Chill
yeah
out.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, I had like the little dialogue moment. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy how they kept everything alive. And even the things they changed, I was really just a fan of, because I'm like, oh, at least it's something new to see whatever it is. But
fans that like change, what?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, it was just the most accurate. It was like, I think this is one of the first times you've seen, I think the actual, it was Neil Druckmann is like one of the writers that's on the show and in the game or something, and he was also a big part of HBO, so he's also giving like the fans of the game the synopsis of the next episode. Like, yo, episode 8 is going to be 56 minutes long, it is going to talk about David, it is going to, like, so you, the fans of the game would kind of know what the hell is going to happen. But yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to get on.
No. Sorry. Hey, works out. Give Merle some more. Nigga, earmuffs. So we're going to talk about this ending.
Yeah, get your shit off. Go ahead. I know about it.
All right. You finished the game?
I watched the gameplay. I'm that type of nerd.
You watched the whole gameplay, though.
I'm a video game cuck.
But you watched. Right. Nigga, we watch streamers. It's the same shit.
Well, that is what it's called. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw a little funny name on it.
I mean, that's... all right, anyways. All right, so this ending, right? Because as soon as it ended, me and my girl argued. Because I think I was on... I'm on the 5% side, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm on the 5% side.
5%? So,
that yeah, that he's wrong?
So there's like 95% of people think that Joel was right in what he was doing. Like, it wasn't the right thing to do per se, but that they would do it themselves. Me personally, I'm not necessarily saying I wouldn't do it.
What is Joel right about?
I'm not trying to spoil you, nigga, but
okay. I don't care. Yeah, dive down. Right. I'm fine.
It's a big spoiler. Like,
it's fine.
No essence of the game. Yeah.
Man, it's crazy, bro. Anyways, Joel ends up saving Ellie from the Fireflies. Mm-hmm. And they're essentially going to use Ellie to find a cure, or what they believe is going to be the cure. And they say to do that, we're going to have to kill her because we have to do surgery on her brain to remove this thing, the cordyceps. And then from there, we're going to be able to, you know, get the cure from that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mind you, this could be the possible cure for all of humanity, right?
Possible. Big word.
Possible cure for humanity. And now, obviously, like, how that's going to work and all that blah, blah, it's very complicated. But the thing is just the idea of, like, all right, this is the Last of Us world, right? And this is how we got to. This is where we're at. This is why people act this way, is because of this apocalyptic state that we're in, right? Hmm. But there's a chance, yeah, we can go back to where we were. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the exact same, but people aren't going to have to murder each other for supplies and all that other bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I don't know. I just don't feel like him killing every single person up in there was insane to me.
That's
fucking insane. Yeah. Literally, everyone's like, nah, man, I would have done this. Bro, like, we literally just watched the show.
Important scientists and everything like
that. Just, these are just people in general. They personified everybody into the show at this point.
Yeah.
So now I'm supposed to just think these are just, oh, this is just shooter one, shooter two, shooter three that you're killing. No, this is one guy that has a family. Another guy that has a family. Another person has
a family. You're a logical killer. Nice.
It's not even just that. It's like, and they try and, like, put it all together to make you even have that thought once he gets to the doctor and he kills the doctor. That's when you're like finding, like, oh shit, that's kind of fucked. Like, he just murdered a doctor. Yeah, he pulled out a fucking scalpel. What's that nigga about to do with a damn scalpel?
Bro? Yeah, he does that in the game. He stabs them all too in the show, and then he just shot her.
So like, that shit is brutal, bro. Like, and I understand, like, yeah, if it's your own daughter, of course, you know what I'm saying, you will do that. But one, the show is great, but the show didn't give me like that. They were super, I mean, they were obviously close because the episode before that, what Ellie did even to try and even save Joel. But like, it still wasn't like to the point where I thought like Joel and Ellie thought it was like a father and a daughter relationship at that point. Right.
Oh, you didn't gather that from the.
I didn't get that feeling yet. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I did. Yeah.
I know. That's what everybody. I mean, it's obvious. They're walking around.
Don't say that in that soft voice.
I almost cried a couple times in this show.
The show is definitely so emotional. Good. It's just literally just sad shit after sad shit every episode. But yeah. Anyways, to me personally, I just felt like it was too brutal. Like,
yeah,
it was just like there was nothing else we could do. Like, this is the only thing we can do. I'm going to kill everybody, including Marlene. I'm gonna kill her too. and I'm not just gonna kill same people. I'm going to execute them. Like, I'm not just gonna shoot you in the fucking stomach. I'm gonna come back and shoot you in the dome too to make sure you're dead.
Well, in defense, in a post-apocalyptic world with, you know, those whole zombie shits, you gotta be sure, gotta be safe. I'm with them. I'm rolling.
No, I mean, so like you're not wrong. Like, I do understand your take because you do share. It's funny that this take is coming out now that Joel was in the right when the show ends, because even when the game ended and when part 2 came out, everyone was like, yo, you're fucking wrong. Like, Joel was crazy for everything you just pretty much explained. So it's just weird to see the pendulum swing the other way now, where I'm like, oh, look at everybody back on Joel's side or something. No, it's interesting. I did get the feeling of the father and daughter relationship between Joel and Ellie. Like, in the last episode, he tells her, like, or she tells him, like, I guess time heals all wounds, and he's just like, no, it wasn't time this time. Like, he's finally accepting her as his daughter, when we know like two episodes ago he told her like, you're not my effing daughter, and I'm scared to like get hurt or fail someone again. Essentially, Ellie kind of cures him of his humanity, and he knows that, so he sacrifices the humanity of the entire world for his own selfishness to save her. And the reason everyone is saying is wrong is because we've grown and watched his decisions and kind of been like, damn, I feel so bad for Joel. I can't watch him like lose Ellie either. Now, the only counter argument is like, I saw people also say that, yo, you should have given Ellie the choice to say if she wants to go through with getting this vax or trying to let them do this operation that could sacrifice her life. I only mentioned this because in the start of the second game, sorry, it's a spoiler, but they literally say like, Ellie gets mad at Joel for saying, you robbed me of my purpose, because she finds out like, yo, you, there was a possibility of the cure or whatever. And that's what opened that conversation, where it's like, even if there was a possibility of the cure, and let's say like she's a kid and she says no, like, would they just let her walk out? Wouldn't the Fireflies just kill her right there? Like, what is, and I know your argument is, it's like kind of like, what is one life, especially in this like desolate world of The Last of Us? What is one life to saving millions at the end of the day? I get that. But then what is a kid's life? So like, even though like, damn, one, what they say one hateful act is supposed to beget another, but like one selfless act should also end that cycle of hatefulness. So he shouldn't.
Yo, nigga, don't begin philosophical right now and all that shit.
He shouldn't have. I agree that he should. It's like a very gray area, like how he should have went about it. Like, he shouldn't have killed the doctors, I feel like. I feel like he should have let the doctors walk away. But I kind of feel him on smoking the Fireflies. Like, I kind of feel him on kind of saying like, yo, I used to be a looter. You guys are going to come after me. I know this. I have something that's too valuable. Like, people will kill each other for way less. Like, you see them just chilling in their house and they just be trying to break in and steal like whatever valuables that they barely have any bullets in their guns, and they're out here like killing you for cans of 20-year-old meat and shit. Like, it's insane. So of course, like, that's why I get the angle you're going by, but yeah, I don't know. I guess that's where I wanted to leave it at. I don't fully disagree with your take. I just don't think that the Fireflies would have let Ellie walk out if she had the choice to go. And that's where it gets weird. We're like,
yeah, it does.
If you're a caretaker, you should fucking be like, yo, fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, it does get weird at that point. Cause like, yeah, she's not walking out of there. I don't know. It's obviously, it's like literally like probably like two options right there. And she doesn't have a say for either one, right? Like, she's literally knocked the fuck out. Like, there is no, like, in that situation right there, there is no real, like, either go help Marlene or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. There's,
but that's just why that ending is so good, man. Cause they, I saw another person say like that illusion of choice that you even could have given Ellie to like, let her think that she has a choice, be like, hey, this is the only way to go. Like, even if she had said no, like, they were just giving her the ability, like, she would be likely to say yes, because that's going to be her sole purpose. And she said it before we went in. She was like, yo, let's not half-ass this. Let's do this all the way, right? Like, let's see this thing through. That's why that ending is so dark, because he's just like, I swear to you, there was no other option. Like, it's just so cold, man. Like, I think every episode of the show, I said it was like, I think people equated it to how sad they felt. Like, they were just kind of like, all right, how sad do I feel? That equals how good this episode was. That's why people, every episode with like Sam and Henry or like Bill and Frank, and even when he talks to his brother and he's like, he's having these panic attacks, you're like, damn, you know, this shit is dark.
I'm failing in my dreams, man. Like, just keep losing them, man. Yeah.
Somebody really loved this show.
It's a great show, man. Like, literally. Tier. You and your girl should watch that. Like I said, if you ain't got HBO, go get HBO. If you don't have HBO, I might just have to send you my shit, because you need to go watch that shit. Like, it was that good. And to the point where, like, we were talking about earlier this week, like, what's the next show? What show is going to captivate, you know, an audience?
Velma season millions? Two.
Season two. This nigga's wild. We have the stats here.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So The Last of Us actually had more viewers, like total viewers, than House of the Dragons.
Whew.
Which was, 30.4 million over 29 million. I was actually wrong. Me and Abdul talked about this earlier this week as well. Last of Us only spent $100 million budget. House of the Dragons had a $200 million budget.
Oh, hands down,
makes sense too. As I said, I was like, all them dragons CGI, and they used a lot. Like, there really wasn't that much in The Last of Us, like the infected and stuff. But that is insane. That's a really good, you know, return on investment right there. Honestly, but that I think just shows you how when something is kind of not a cash grab. Like, they really took their time to polish out a show. I think the shooting percentage that HBO has with TV shows is actually insane. Like, I don't think anyone has ever said, like, this HBO show sucked. Even Game of Thrones, that shit took over the world for, like, 10 years almost. So, like,
why does Velma get a better rap then?
Is that on HBO?
It is on HBO.
Oh, wow. Damn, that broke the curse. It broke the good curse they had.
But that's what I was talking about when we last, the last time we talked about this HBO shit. I'm like, if you actually look on HBO's catalog, it's not all hits, you know what I'm saying? But but it's mad hits, and all the hits are like nines or tens. Like,
yeah,
it's
the highest
of highs, bro. No other studio's even coming close to them at this point.
You got The Wire, you got Oz, you have like, what's it called? You have I don't even know what else
Wayne's
came out.
Brothers on there.
Like, but I mean, like, HBO original series. I remember, there was The Outsider, there was True Detective. Like, and these shows, like, even outside of me, like, they're regarded as, like, the super top tier, like, television, like, premium cable people.
Vice Principal.
Sopranos, man. Like, I know y'all have heard of people talk about that show. Like, so, so yeah. But I just want to say, I do think, like, if you were to pick another story, I don't know another, like, video game that you guys was that locked into the story from. Video game movies and shows is not a new phenomenon. We've been seeing it for a lot of years. This has just been the one that almost, like we say so many times, breaks the curse. I know we mentioned that about Sonic, but Sonic isn't really a story. Like, you're not captivated in the story of
who's
Sonic.
Not?
It's a fun movie. It's not really like I hope he gets the emeralds. I hope he does.
I didn't know he was gonna go Super Sonic in that last movie. Watch him out.
That was cool. But generally speaking, like the even like the stuff that I like I really love Mortal Kombat. I know the movie aren't the most like best acted movies. They're not the most best like grand stories. They're not even like something that people that aren't even familiar with the game can sit down and watch and be like, wow, that was amazing. Whereas The Last of Us, like, if you didn't even play the game, you just look at it as a standalone show, it's like, yo, this was crazy good. So I don't know.
I think the next one, and we can leave after this, or something else that people can do is like the story games. Like, if you ever played, like, the little cutscene games, like the Walking Dead one or some shit like that,
you could make
a decent show. Yeah, the Telltale Stories. You can make a decent story out of one of those, for sure.
You can do Ghost of Tsushima if y'all played that. Metal Gear Solid, that was good. Uncharted should have been a good one.
I haven't even seen a story, but everybody, all the PlayStation fanboys love the fuck out of it, but killed the whole series. Like,
God of War is one of the best stories ever created, and that's an Amazon Prime TV series. And the creator on Prime actually responded to like Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat, and he was like, "I'm not gonna lie, The Last of Us just increased the hell out of the pressure on the show," and it's true because God of War is another one of those where, like, if you think Last of Us fans are crazy.
God of War been going for a brick.
God of War,
and they're probably gonna fail. It's probably gonna be like a 6.5.
It's gonna be really hard to
fail. That's a fail at this point. Yeah. Like, I need nines and tens when it comes to like when it comes to adapting like great source material. Like, at this point, like, as an anime fan, we don't see it.
Yeah,
adapting from, you know, a solid, you know, source like a Demon Slayer or some shit, and then turning into the anime it is now. Like, not everybody can do that, but at the same time, it's there. It's available. You have the budget. Make it happen.
But anime, like, I saw the Death Note movie was garbage. You know, like, seeing a live action version of it is horrible. Like, even if you see, you know,
I got Dragon one for Z, you right whatever. Now. Yeah. So I'm watching this show called Alice in Borderland. It's been on Netflix forever. I just finally clicked on it for some reason, probably because they recommended it to me. I can tell it's coming from an anime. There's like certain shots and shit, but like seeing it live, like, it's actually pretty good, like as a live action, but it's real people. They're just, you know what I'm saying? People just die a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing you got to worry about CGI. It's like killing people in special ways, but you can do it. It's possible. Now, don't take the most far out story. because the CGI still hasn't got to that point yet. And don't change everything like the Death Note movie. Don't do that.
I just think those are hard to pull off because of all the, I guess, like supernatural elements in the games or shows or whatever it is. Like, of course a Dragon Ball Z movie was gonna flop. Like, you're not gonna be able to do instant transmissions, but you're not gonna be able to do this.
You can do a Dragon Ball Z like first like arc type shit where people aren't doing crazy ass shit, you know what I mean? There's like a lot of hand-to-hand fighting. There's a little bit of flying, but it's a lot of hand-to-hand fighting. Like, we don't need people turning Super Saiyan and blowing up half of the planet. Like, start small.
Like, you might be right, even the YouTube fucking fan movies low-key turn out kind of good, so
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ain't no reason Hollywood or something can't shout out something crazy. Like, what are y'all doing?
Long as M. Night's not doing it, it might be okay.
Yeah,
it might be okay. What was the little girl's name? And
Ellie.
Yeah, just hearing you guys tell me about the tragedy and the heartbreak that Ellie, you know, might have to be going through, it actually sparked off a memory of what's currently going on right now with Blueface and Christina.
He had to hit this.
Oh my god, I don't even know we're talking about Blueface again.
Blueface, baby. Yeah, all right, come on.
Oh my god,
yeah, all right, come on, we talk about it. You know, first things first. It's Women's Appreciation Month. I should have started the pod with that. My apologies. Miss Rock is getting back. And look at that, talking about Rock and Rock back to back pods. Come on, man. What other pod does this? I just don't know how to pronounce her first name, but nah, she's apparently, I guess they must have had a bad split, bad breakup. It's over. Allegedly, you know, she's dipping her toe in that toxic bag, and you know, she threatens to harm, you know, abort the child to get payback at her ex. And he flipped the script on her. Said, please do. I got $100,000 for it.
Jesus, man. That is harsh. God, dude. The
levels of toxicity.
Yeah.
Son, the zoo season is over, yo. Like, what are they doing? Is this the trailer?
And that's what I was just about to ask. Is this all just to feed into this new, or I've never seen the show, but I guess another season of this shit? Because there's no way, like, this is all just the normality now.
That's what I want to tell myself too. I want to tell myself, I think that's what we all thought. Like, yeah, this shit is bullshit. There's no way this is, there's no way they really are threatening abortions online publicly. Like, why is this not even a text message? Why are y'all responding to each other on Twitter about a potential abortion? Like, that's like, should be the most personal conversation you have. And that's why I just like, what are we, I don't know. Like, there's not even a side I can take here. It's just nasty.
The one side or one thing I will say is I really didn't like how toxic that was to hold a child over another person's head. Like, yo, hey, like, either be with me or I get rid of this. Like, fam, that's not cool. Like,
I've seen guys defend the angle of saying, like, if I don't want this kid, don't force me to have it. Clearly, no, I'm saying I've seen guys say that, like, you know, it's been a common trend. But like, if that's your angle, then yeah, you can't really use that. You can't really use that as like, I'm gonna threaten this baby over you, like, to keep this relationship. Like, that's why he wants to get away from you, probably too.
Somebody watched the Chris Rock special.
I watched the Chris Rock. All right, man, you give it. This is your domain.
Your domain. You like how you just be putting that shit? But I'm not going to help you out.
I'm sure you've been in that situation before.
Oh, my God. I don't wish this on anybody. So.
I mean, yeah, at this point, I would assume it's not for a TV show. I mean, this is just her life. I think a lot of people are tired of this shit at this point. I've seen mad people in the timeline just like, just screenshotting them, just blocking Say Cheese, Blueface, Krishan Rock, just
no, like, jumper,
you know, no jumper. Like, I don't want to hear from about this shit anymore.
Is he still fighting academics too?
There ain't no way, bro. Ack has been just, that's old. That's one of my guys, but he's one of my guys when I want him to be one of my guys. You know what I'm saying? Because when he's over here talking shit to Metro Boomin, you're not my guy. That's bitch behavior.
Yo, that's legendary D riding right there. He says, don't post me. He says, nah, man.
Fucking bitch ass. It's big act. No, nigga. If you under 5'8", I don't ever call yourself.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Anyways, in terms of the situation, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's a awkward position because, like, one, we thought Krishan, we saw her pregnant, but we also saw her drinking. We also saw her fighting. We also see her
lifting weights.
Turning up this week, lifting weights. So we're not sure what the truth is. They obviously have a reality TV show. They obviously made a lot of money off the last couple of years of just the fuck shit they've been doing. But it does seem kind of real at the same point. Blueface is over here today showing, like, you know, I ain't want to do it like this, but look at this. This is how she leave her clothes, man. This is how
why is, like, what is that?
And it's, dude, like, if you're that? if we're not together, then just throw my shit away, right? Just hire somebody, get to pack it up, but
put in trash bags.
If you're worried about somebody cleaning up their mess, it's because they stay with you. So I don't know, like, are you doing the science?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why
are they going to have a kid or not? I don't know. Krishan's on fucking IG Live talking about, nah, I'm changed now. You know, I've been sober, and being sober, my mind is clearing up now, and I'm starting to realize. And I'm like, oh, they're like, people are like, oh, she actually trying to figure out what the fuck to do with her life now. It's like, people are like, yo, have that abortion.
Oh,
get
shit.
Rid of this nigga and
start a new
life. Get the tattoo removal. You know what I'm saying? Fix your teeth. Oh, be sober. If she actually did that, she could literally turn herself into a reality star away from this man. Like, that 1000% could happen.
Or OnlyFans model.
OnlyFans.
No, I agree. I think she should benefit from a good, like, underdog story, in a way. Like, let's see her get her shit together at this point. I don't know, son. Like, what did it take? It took for him to hit you and your fucking dad for you to not realize, like, yeah, maybe this relationship ain't healthy. Like, maybe I should, like, I should chill out from this guy. And it is weird because I feel like I'm giving him shit for shaming her on social media, or like responding with threats and stuff, but like, she's nasty, high key. Like, I don't know anymore. Like,
high key,
I don't know how I would be putting up with a girl like her. Like, I mean, don't know how I could handle.
They're both
with, like, a strong, independent woman of 2023.
Nah,
it's past that, bro. If you think about it, like, she posts revenge porn of them. Like,
oh shit, we air her out.
I'm just saying, like, it's been wild. Like, but you know, hopefully it works out. I mean, I guess pray for the kid at this point, because,
and that's all we can.
Apparently, yeah, she's gonna have that kid. So, like, yeah, it's, you hope that she gets her shit together, and then, like I said, you know, turn a new page, become somebody else besides him. You don't need him. You don't need the 8 Blueface tattoos.
It's not worth it, man. It's not worth the attention anymore, son. It's nasty. It's nasty.
And Blueface needs you. Well, Blueface doesn't need her. She's just like she's his biggest cash cow that he's had.
Yeah. Because
he's had the Blueface, you know, girl's house, whatever fuck, on OnlyFans. And now it's popping off a little bit. But, you know, he's losing money because they were tearing up his house. But,
and then he's not running. Well, at least I don't see him running whack that much either. So I'm like, he needs a new partner in crime, which is not bad.
Yeah, I think it's long overdue, man. I think if you look at the timeline of events, it's a little, it's like, didn't we see her bash the TV and then no jumper? It's like, all right, man. Like, yeah. I'm so tired of seeing you on my timeline. Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. I don't know why Merle wanted to drive this one home.
Yeah. Just came to mind. Like I said, you talking about, you know, just young tragedy in a woman's life. And I was like, you know what?
We went from excellence something. To bullshit. Think
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, complete dog shit of news. We want to ignore. Merle's like, let's make it a topic. So fuck it. Like,
it just came to mind. I'm sorry.
It did not just come to mind. You did it beforehand.
Merle saw that little, you know, that, like, that picture that's going on with her tweet, and it shows her, like, in, like, a bikini or some shit. That's what has everybody, like, reconsidering, like,
yeah.
I mean, she look good, though. I mean, she look good. good though.
Yeah. Come on, son. Goddamn right.
Can't be this weak. Damn, son. That's all it takes. Fat ass is just, oh, maybe this is good. That's whatever. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
You're wild.
I'm weak. That's my kryptonite.
He's some feeble.
Man, yeah. It is what it is. Like I said, I know my weakness. I can acknowledge it. That's all right. I'm fine with that. No, I think that's it, gents. I think we tackled. You guys really smoked the pot up with that whole fucking all Last of Us talk. Make sure maybe we want to go get a vaccine so I don't get infected. Ooh. Yeah, we all know that's not happening.
Oh, yeah, I did want to add that. Like, that was the thing. They were like, even if they got the cure, how do we know people would even take the vaccine? So then that would be the kind of,
come
like
on. Ground Zero's right here, baby. Come on.
That's actually one funny more. Shit. That's yeah. true, too, though.
Ground Zero's right here. Never did it. Yeah. But they told you them shots was bullshit, right? But that's a pod for another day. All right. So please like, comment, subscribe. You can check us out on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know, hey, watch out, merch coming soon. Hello. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. You know, like, comment, subscribe. Hey, shout out to all the new fans. Shout out to the viewers. Shout out to my dog Sonny, man. You know, hey, he the one that requests for more Q. You know, that's my dog right there. Shout out to Brody. You know what I mean? Much love. You know, that's my B-Day twin. You know, hey, like, comment, subscribe.
Shout
you
out,
know.
Hey, man, wait, shout out your lady, man. She's been reposting the clips every single week. All right. That's his time, all right? It ain't a secret, all right. You can't hide the world from her. You can't do it anymore.
I can hide her from the world.
There we go.
There you go. I hate you for that. She ain't gonna watch the pod anyway. She just repost videos. Shout out to her baby. Love you. Yeah, like I said, comment, subscribe, share. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your ex, you know, that you're trying to secretly link up for St. Patty's Day weekend just to, you know, stroll the town and, you know, pinch her because she's not wearing green. Yeah, I know what you're doing, Nasty. Stop that. Chill out. Leave her alone. Find a new joint. Go ball crawl. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Peace.